You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Boisean Dan Anastagi never sought out national recognition for honoring his Basque heritage, even though I think I just bashed his Basque name, so I apologize,
you
Dan.
You got so close. Almost
so close, but yet so far. But guess what? That's exactly what happened this past summer when the National Endowment for the Arts awarded Dan the National Heritage Fellowship for Folk Art. As a Basque musician, teacher, dancer, and Basque restaurant owner, the award marks a lifetime of love and dedication to his community in Idaho. Dan was first exposed to the button accordion in 1982 during a visit to Spain, and he was invited to apprentice in the Basque country to learn more about the instrument. He has played in several bands, including well-known Boise act Amuma Says No. But if you live in Boise and you haven't heard him play his music during Hialdi, you probably have tasted food from one of his kitchens. He founded Barganica in downtown Boise, along with the Basque Market. His new food venture is Chicoteo, which means a stroll with friends to enjoy tapas, coffee, and wine. Dan is here in studio to talk about his experience receiving the award, along with Stephen Hatcher of the Idaho Commission on the Arts. I want to thank both of you for coming in.
Thank you, Gemma. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, Dan, say your last name for me.
Anastagi.
Anastagi. You know every Basque person listening is
Anastagi, really.
Yeah, you heard that, yeah. Right. So talk to me first off. I mean, congratulations on this Heritage Award. You went to D.C. to receive the recognition officially. What was that like?
Oh, we had a blast. Stephen got to go, and we had a great time. It was someone who asked me on the way home, what were your top three moments? And it was hard to come up with three. It was just really an amazing trip. It was seemed like the whole time we were I was with the backup band for whoever was really going to get it. But it was such a joy to be there. And we got a good portion of the family was there. I think we had 30 people that were there, aunts and uncles and cousins and friends and my sisters and nieces and nephews. We had a blast.
And Stephen, you were able to join in on this trip. How unusual is it for an Idahoan, but also an Idaho folk artist to receive this award?
Well, Dan is number six since the award started in 1982, and he follows Jimmy Joao Soro, who was the first Basque period in the U.S. to win the award, and the first Idahoan to win the award. And Dan grew up with Jimmy, so there's some nice cultural continuity. But yeah, it's a rare award. They give nine of these out a year in a pool that fluctuates in somewhere in the neighborhood of 150 people who are all deserving of this award. And last year was right for Dan, apparently.
And Dan, I should note that this was not your first time representing in D.C. because your band, Amuma Says No, didn't you play at the Kennedy Center?
Right.
In 2010.
We did. We got to go a couple of times then for the Smithsonian thing that was a couple of years, years ago.
Folklife Festival
there.
2016, yeah.
Yep.
Well, and I think we have a little bit of music, I think, from that Kennedy Center performance we want to play really quick. And we should note that part of your award, or this Heritage Award, is around your teaching, because you've actually come up with a method to teach the button accordion.
Right. When I was lucky enough to go over in, in 1990 was when I went over to study with Joseba Tapia right after the Hialdi of that year. And then when I learned from Joseba, I had already knew how to read music from previous music adventures and so he was able to work within that. But when I came back, and my sister Gina Rakiti and our good friend Anna Mendiola came up with the idea of Chan Chan Goriak, which was a button accordion group and tambourine group, to teach younger people to play, because Jimmy Jacero, that Stephen had mentioned before, was, you know, Jimmy was getting to the point where probably he wouldn't want to play too much longer. Mm. And so the ladies thought of that, and so they asked me to step in. And so I had to kind of come up with a method that would work for young people who didn't read music.
And are you seeing more young people taking this up and wanting to learn? I mean, it's so interesting to me with how, I think within the Basque community, how these traditions are just passed down generation upon generation.
Yeah, we're really lucky with a really incredible community here in Boise and in the Boise area of Basques. But yeah, we do. We just started a new session yesterday. We had six people begin. The youngest person was 10 and the oldest person was 60-ish. And so we don't
You can
really,
always take up a hobby.
We don't. Yeah, we don't discriminate on age at all. And then we have our regular group, which I think is – I think we're right at about 16 accordions and six tambourines right now that are playing, and they continue as well. So, yeah, it's exciting. It's cool that they're still going, and we're still using that basically the same method.
And, Stephen, how unique is it with Idaho's Basque community when it comes to the arts and passing down these traditions like the button accordion?
Well, it's unique in that – so many people outside of, you know, Idaho and the Great Basin area don't know that this really exists. You know, you think of your German-American communities in the Northeast or your Irish-American communities or your fiddle players in the Appalachian Mountains and that sort of thing, you know, Tejano music in Texas. But a lot of people just don't know that it's here and how rich and deep it is and that it's, you know, as significant as any of those, you know, major communities, Chinese community in San Francisco or whatever. And that's the cool thing. And that's what we have and then what makes sort of this area really unique.
And let's shift from the music to the food, because food plays such a huge part within mm-hmm. many communities. I mean, as you just mentioned, you know, Steve, when we talk about, you know, the Chinese community in San Francisco, food plays a part. You know, the Italian community, food exactly. plays a part, right? In the Basque community, food plays a part. I mean, what do you try to convey, Dan, with the Basque food that you serve at your restaurants?
Well, to me, the food and the music, I approach them in a similar way in the sense that we always need to keep a foot in the traditional and then kind of find out how it speaks to us from there. So we do that with the music and Amuma Says No the Calimocho Cowboys and even with Chan Chan Gorriak to where we take the traditional, but then we kind of go ahead and always having an eye on that. Kind of allow that music to move on to something that's pertinent or talks to us today. And the same thing with the food. I think David King, our chef there at Chiquiteo, is just doing a remarkable job with that realization of this is what tapas, this is what pinchos, this is what Basque food is, and then develop new foods from that. And I think that's an important way to keep the culture alive, is to taking what was given to us and then seeing how that grows and how it changes.
And before I let you go, you got $25,000 with this award.
It's gone already, Stephen. Needed a car. we're using it for a number of things. But it's been great. It's great to kind of be able to put that money back into the projects that are ongoing and use it for that. So it's been good.
Congratulations to you. Thank you both for coming in today. We have been talking with National Heritage Fellow Dan
Ansadagi.
Thank you. And Stephen Hatcher of the Idaho Commission on the Arts. I just didn't want to screw it up again, Dan.
Oh, no problem.
And you
no
say
problem.
It much more beautifully than I do. This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Go, 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 go